simply greet you and congratulate you. This is your fourth day of your retreat. I think for some of us the experience is that we are really feeling the cleansing of the mirror of the heart. It's always important for me to say during retreats that this is a special experience of purification. What this means is that deep things will come up. And it is good for us to confront these deep things in a Krishna conscious way. That means we understand Krishna is showing us the places where we can still improve our relationship to Him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had prayed the third shloka of his Shikshastakam, his humility increased. And as his humility increased, so did also his loving eagerness increase. He felt himself, I should become lower than the grass in the street. This means that he thinks that the grass is of service. It can be used in making the roof of the hut of a devotee. Or the grass can be used in go-seva, in serving the cows who are so dear to Krishna. Or during Jamashtami time, some of the grass is used in the abhishek of Lord Krishna directly. But I am so useless. I have no use in service. Therefore he prays, I want to be of service to Krishna. And with this mood he turns away from the world and turns directly to Krishna. In the next verse he will tell us what he doesn't want and what he wants. He doesn't want the gifts of the world. He doesn't even want the liberation from the world. All he wants, life after life, is service. for Krishna. So you can see how the humility which Bhaktivedanta Maharaj spoke so eloquently and expertly yesterday morning about gives rise to prema. Please now turn to your sheets of paper. We will chant together verse number 4. Nadhanam nadanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadishakamaye Jama janmani janmani shvare bhavajada hai tuki tvai Nadanam nadanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadishakamaye Mama janmani janmani shvare Bhavatar bhakti aituki tvayi. There are two keys in this verse which can help us unlock the secrets of this verse. These are the two names of Krishna which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses to address his Lord. Jagat Isha and Ishvara or Praneshvara. See, while the conditioned soul, of as long as we are conditioned in this world, we think we have four needs. These are the famous four needs, not from Purushartas, they are called. People want a life which is governed by moral and religious codes. Dharma, because they know this will bring wealth. And with the wealth they can engage in sense gratification. Artha and karma, wealth and sense gratification. And then, when they have enjoyed the world and see the futility, they want moksha. These are called the human needs. When you are a human being, the body and mind do have these requirements. But Lord Chaitanya says he doesn't want these four any longer. No material wealth, no materialistic followers, no beautiful wife or fruitive activities described in flowery language. And not even liberation from these things. So, These four things are given by Jagat Isha, the Lord who is in this world. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. There in this world, where the eternal souls are bound, there is one supreme eternal soul who has been fulfilling the desires of these people. Jagadisha, the controller of this world, fulfills the desires of the people who are controlled. But now Lord Chaitanya turns away from this world. He describes that ruchi has come. A great taste in the things of the transcendence. He now moves away from Jagadisha, the Lord of this world. And he says, "Now, O Praneshvara, Lord of my life, I have a desire, I want something for you, from you." I have now spiritual desires, no longer material desires. I have three spiritual desires. Kindly fulfill these desires. Anukulya Abhilash, the desire to serve you favorably. Prabhya Abhilash, the desire to attain a very specific service for you. Oh Lord, when will you tell me, take the shamara like this and fan me like this? And Soharda Abhilas. Yes. The desire to establish an affectionate relationship with you. I care only for you. And it is important for me that you show me that you also care for me. I want a two-way relationship. In whatever way you choose to care for me, that is up to you, but some sign. An affectionate relationship. My dear devotees, you look irritated. A mixture of tiredness and boredom has pain. Yes. Maharaji speaks something which is relevant for us. Please, this is our fourth day of retreat. We have heard a lot of philosophy. Explain it more clearly. We have come here for direct realization of Krishna consciousness. I will speak now clearly to you. When I was young, I was very naughty. Therefore, my parents gave me into a school which is called the training school for aristocratic boys and girls. I don't know if you have it in Russia. It's like a dancing school where you learn good manners. How to greet a person. You do like this also? Old school, how to always, you know, have clean clothes. Good hygienic habits. It's like the German equivalent of to teach you good behavior. And as a little boy, I was very bored. I wanted to climb trees. Not this. You know. So, the major part was learning to dance. Waltz dance, and French dance, Polonaise, and Toulouse dance, and everything.
И самое сложное было, это уроки танцев. Нужно было стоять там за снарядом, нужно было польку танцевать, бальные танцы.
I know all these things. I know these dances.
Умеешь ли танцевать?
You have not seen me dancing.
Просто не видели, как я это делаю.
If I start, you will not be able to stop your laughter. So I remember at that time we also had to learn to dance with girls, like pairs. And I found this the most austere part. Because I thought girls are very uninteresting and foolish. I was a very young boy. And they didn't know how to wrestle very nicely. And tree climbing, they were absolutely useless. Tree climbing. So I was very much opposed to girls. And you know, at that time the girls in Germany all had their aprons. You know, this is. So we would have to dance like this, waltz. But I would always untie their aprons. they would go almost in sannyas dress, you know. Then they would cry. And no one would like to dance with me. And I would go, because I thought girls are not interesting. But then physical maturation came. And my perspective changed. Like every one of us, I reacted differently to girls. I want to give this as a material example of what I'm talking here about. Just as it is natural for a boy to come to a turning point in his life in relationship to the opposite sex. In much the same way, it is natural for a spiritualist to come to the turning point of ruchi.
Человек, идущий духовным путем,
That means you lose your material, your interest in the things of the material, of which are material. In our example, you lose your interest in only playing, climbing trees and doing all these little boy plays. And you develop a higher attraction, a different attraction in the example. In spiritual life, you develop a higher attraction. You think Krishna is only of interest. You enter the hall of ruchi. From where it means higher taste. And from there you will progress to the room of attachment. And from there you will go further and further to the exalted states of love of Godhead. See, when we start our spiritual life, it's very difficult to have taste in Krishna consciousness. Because we just lack an understanding of our very, very firm relationship with Krishna. We lack also a specific intention of service in Krishna Lila. At that time we are attached to our service which we do here, and this is our only help really. We as conditioned souls are so bound and so controlled by our material desires. Our only chance is if we fix these desires on our service for Krishna.
Yatpada pangaja palasa vilasa bhaktya kamashayangratitam udgratayanti santa tadvannariktamatayo yatayo pirudha shroto ganastamadanam vajavasudevam. This verse tells us how to stop the waves of sense gratification.
Хотя они не пытаются остановить волны материальных желаний, сделать это так трудно, что все их попытки оканчиваются неудачей. Поэтому последуй нашему совету и занимайся преданным служением Кришне. Сила вас
удовлетворяет. The desires for sense gratification are very strong. I think you must experience that also in your life. Maybe some of you on this retreat think, oh, when will I be back in Moscow?
Then I will be able to eat what my tongue wants. And I will be able to look at whatever I want to look at. Oh, this retreat is like Vrindavan. Austerity. We feel like this because the desires for sense gratification enter our mind. Like the waves of the river, these desires come in our mind. There is the ocean of service. And when that ocean rises, when the tide of the ocean rises, it floods these desires.
I was spending parts of my childhood in Hamburg, where there is this river called the Elbe. It's called Elbe. It's like the Rhine, but it's called the Elbe. And I once remember how our school teacher took us on a boat and we went down that river to meet the ocean. We could see how the waves of the river were unceasingly flowing into the ocean. But then the teacher said, now watch what happens. The ocean was rising. It's called tide. Prelief. The prelief was coming. What a wonderful Russian word, prelief. And it was pushing the waves back. And it started to flood the river. Prabhupada speaks about this. He says, a devotee with intelligence plans so many things for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. As a result, the stagnant material desires become over flooded by the desire to serve the Lord. This is our practice in Krishna consciousness. If you want to have ruchi or taste for Krishna, it means your desires must flow in another way. Now it flows to the material world. I want dharma, artha, karma, moksha. Or to speak it in modern Russian words, you know, I want an ordered life so that I can get some wealth. I need money here. And with my money I will buy my sense gratification. Modern language, huh? And when I have enough, I go on retreat. Moksha. Me. That's the word. They know you're the best of translators. It's called an enhanced translation. So do service, my dear devotees. And of all the services, Nam Seva is considered to be a very high class service. By this service, eventually the dust from the mirror of the heart will be removed. And you will develop superior desires. Oh, I don't want to go to Moscow, I want to go to Vrindavan. Some devotees told me yesterday. Other devotees told me, "Oh Maharaj, can you tell us we want more service in our life? The retreat works. We are trying to see how the direction of our desires turns in another way. We are beginning to see how we develop superior desires. We are slowly the therapy works. We want Krishna. Now when this desire becomes stronger and stronger, you will experience how you will become more steady in this. And after some time, this steadiness will, or nishtha, will turn into just these three powerful desires which Rupa Goswami mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And sometimes I think we already feel the shadow of these three desires. We feel something like that. Oh, I want to do something which pleases Krishna. Can I please have a service for Krishna? And then an affectionate relationship. I remember that I saw once a movie. It was when I was quite young, and I have not forgotten this film. It's of Saint Francis of Assisi. You know, he thought that the established church is not really teaching God consciousness, but rules consciousness. So he left that organized church, the Catholic Church, with their seat in Rome. And he began to serve the Lord of his heart by restoring a broken down temple or a, you know, little church which was really in ruins. And he spent as a sadhana, he prayed a lot. Soon he got a following, and some of his followers demanded what is called a rule, that is like a book of rules and regulations. But he was fearing that if we make everything so organized, you know, then we might lose the idea of loving God.
Почему он боялся того, что если мы начнем формализовать все, формулировать эти правила, то очень скоро мы позабудем главный смысл всего этого, любовь к Богу.
We will become like this churchianity. Which is just a human organization with human rules how to live orderly together. He didn't want that. This is not why he had left the church. So he went to one mountain, it's called Mountain Veritas. The mountain of truth. You can visit. Radhanath Maharaj has visited, and I also want to visit. And there he left all his many followers. He wanted a sign of God. It was very nicely depicted in this movie, very authentic. He went to the top of the mountain and he prayed, "Oh Lord, give me a sign." My followers forget the point of all this. They want just that we become a powerful order, you know. This first class organization so that we can spread like wildfire. Give me a sign. And then he said, Dio mio, Dio mio. He said, Dio mio means my God, oh my God, my God.
Oh,
Bože moj, Bože moj. And so much crying, so much crying. Bože moj, Bože moj. Speak to me, please. And then the legend goes, the Lord gave him a sign by giving him the stigma of Jesus Christ. He felt that meant keep on your path, preach pure love of God. Yes, so eventually they put a little order, a little, some few rules, because we are human beings, we need. But my point here was, the devotee wants at one stage a sign of the Lord. Not sign, a relationship. Relationship. He wants to feel a relationship. Ruchi, he has taste. And the ukust, that the kust or ukust, kust. Yes, that drives him forward. My dear devotees. My dear skeptic audience, tired people of Russia, how long can you go on and just pushing yourself? We must feel the pulling of Krishna. That is very important. That state of ruchi is very important. Krishna speaks about this. He says you can with some force control the force of the senses. But if you experience a higher taste, that is better. I'm simplifying. Why do we feel so much attraction to Maya? There's a law in physics. The same things are the same to each other. Yes. Maya is darkness. Our heart also is surrounded by darkness. We human beings have invented many things against outside darkness. There is light in the streets. Yeah, also Brajarain, who has an iPod, and you can and then there's light inside in the iPod. We feel uncomfortable when there is no light. In India, people go out like this when the sun rises after a dark night. And they worship the sun. Oh, Surya, give us health. Give our families health. We like light and we are feeling uncomfortable in the darkness. But there is a darkness which no sun, no moon, and no man-made electricity can dispel. It's the darkness surrounding our heart. The tamas. Avidya. Very dangerous darkness. Very dangerous. Because someone who has this type of darkness develops a wrong sense of identity. And from this false ego, false desires, which make us slaves, come out. My dear devotees, there's only one person who can destroy this darkness. He has a torch which can do that. Krishna. I think you must remember the shloka where it says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling within their hearts, take the shining torch of knowledge and dispel their ignorance. In my experience in devotional service, now I must tell you, I have become totally convinced of this one point, that if Krishna doesn't show me mercy, it is not possible to stop this material darkness and these wrong material desires.
Мой опыт в преданном служении очень однозначно показал мне и убедил меня в том, что если Кришна не явит мне свою милость, то это тьма и невежество никуда не денется.
And here Gauranga Mahaprabhu teaches us he turns away from the false promises of this world to become happy, and he addresses the Lord as Ishvara, Ishvara, Praneshvara. You are the Lord of my life. Take your torch.
Fackle,
yes, fackle. Fakal, very good word. Fakal. Remember this word. Yes. But Krishna's fakal. Yes. And destroy this darkness in my heart. So that I can again serve you. I will serve you. But then you have to give me a salary. Give me some love. Some attraction to you. Something small. I'm very unqualified. Maybe just some gratitude. Some recognition of your benevolent acts towards me. But something to get this darkness out of the heart. I have done so many things to remove it. Oh, it doesn't work. When the devotee begins to understand like this, he becomes desperate. He asked, where is the most merciful form of Krishna? And his search directs him to one personality who has a golden effulgence. And with happiness in his heart, he says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I found you, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are accompanied by the Avadut Nityananda. Like sun and moon, you please rise. And destroy the darkness of my heart. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami describes that the ordinary sun and moon can show, dispel the darkness and show you pots and dishes. But the son of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy can destroy the darkness of the heart. And then you can feel bhakti. Yes. And you can feel some taste. So, on this fourth day, we will hear from His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj more about ruchi, development of taste. And we will do a very nice exercise again. Which will teach us to go to a deeper place as we chant the holy name. I want to now ask Maharaj one question.
Do you think we should ask questions, or is this not usually done? Sorry? We can do.
Yes, our brahmacharis are preparing the prasad, I think. May I see, do you have a relevant question? Yeah, but here's one. Is it a good question? Or is it not? Is it to this lecture?
Yeah.
We can give him the microphone. Or better you repeat. Yes.
The question is that now we are studying our studies are based on Bhajana Mahasis, exalted masterpiece of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but are we qualified to go on with our studies on ourselves, or we are only supposed to study this book only under the guidance of the senior devotees and spiritual masters?
How long are you in Krishna consciousness?
Twenty long years.
Subjects which we cannot understand need to be explained to us. So we as a movement therefore always recommend that everything is explained by older devotees, and there is a guidance of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, as a founder acharya. There should be an education or progress in our spiritual life. As we study. And at that time, as we progress, we will develop a certain taste which Krishna gives us. And we should follow carefully under guidance this taste. And this taste will become more and more when we cultivate it through sadhana bhakti, it will become greater and greater. In the beginning it is small, and then it but if we cultivate it, it will become bigger and bigger. And there is a state where you can say follow your taste. The stage, yes. I see, ultimately spiritual life is something personal and private between you and Krishna and your guide. It's like, do you have migrating birds in Russia? How do the petitsis know to find the southern direction? And how do they know the rest stops where they can eat? They follow insight an intuition which the Lord has given into them. Krishna consciousness, when we want to make advancement, we do similar things. We follow the higher taste which Krishna gives us. We should give ourselves the permission to do that. Now, yes, you are right. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book Bhajan Rahasya is something which is to be explained to younger devotees by older devotees. Here we explain, Bhakti Vidyan Maharaj and myself explain it in a way that is understandable by younger devotees. But it's important to know that all these stages, they are there in everyone's spiritual life. Even the beginner has some higher taste. And it is the duty of us older devotees like yourself to fan this higher taste. Preaching means to see the spark of higher taste in someone. It's there in the heart, and then you fan it. Then it becomes a fire. And as a preacher, you must somehow be able to see what are the spiritual needs of your people. I have seen in our movement is a great need to hear about Krishna, because somehow we are called Krishna consciousness. It's about Krishna somehow. I found this out after 40 years. We must talk about Krishna because we are supposed to develop Krishna consciousness. It took me 40 years. Just see how ignorant I am. I also found out that Prabhupada had said in the beginning, everyone must read this Krishna book to get to know this Krishna. So fan the taste, huh? But yes, you as an older devotee have to tell the younger devotees. And we are always, you have to be always careful that not some younger devotees think the practice on a state where they are not able to practice. I like Radhakund. And I see so many Russian devotees there. Ooh, it's a colony of Russian devotees there. Yes, I'm not joking. They're near Sakichalan Baba. and they all think they are Manjaris. And often I hear them quarreling in And then I think, the Manjaris are quarreling again. But I'm not saying anything because I have no complaint-free rubber band with me at Radha Kund. And I see all these Western Babajis with dark faces and dysentery. Yes, they may. You're right. They may need some good step by step explanations of our process. But the fact that there are people who go a little bit in Yugoslavian language, you say, hopefully that is in Russian also, brzo pleto. You have this word. It means a little bit too fast. The fact that this is there, that people practice beyond their present qualification, doesn't mean we should not try to fan the spark. We need to know how to fan our spark.
Hare
Krishna. Yes, there is another question here. Please speak first in Russian and then in English. Oh, yeah. To make a good question out of it, I see here.
Если несмотря на горькие открытия, стараться радоваться происходящему, помогает ли это раскрытие сердца? If in spite of the bitter realizations one gets, one still tries to become happy, to become joyful about what's going on, will it help to open one's heart?
Really? If it's by the bitter realizations,
one is trying to become happy, to act as if he's happy and joyful.
To pretend that you are happy? I know the question. Now, let me turn the question now for the benefit of the audience. What to do when you are discouraged in spiritual life and you don't have any taste? I admit I'm changing the question for pedagogical reasons. This will be the last answer, then we will take then we will stop. My dear devotees, discouragements can sometimes come. Bitter experiences come. The Krishna conscious perspective is that they come because you need lessons on your path, and they come, these lessons come, because you have caused them.
С точки зрения сознания Кришны, это означает, что каждому из нас нужно извлечь определенные уроки. И этот горький опыт приходит, и эти ситуации приходят, потому что мы сами их вызвали.
It's not the mistake of others that bitterness comes.
Это горечь приходит не из-за того, что кто-то сделал что-то неправильно.
Bitterness is part of the educational program which the Lord gives us on our path.
Горький опыт – это часть образовательного процесса.
This is how we see these problems. See, when I'm on the toilet and the human pile form develops under me. I can't, you know, become aggressive and say, why do you smell so bad? I have caused this human pile to develop. So, if there is a problem in my life, let me not become so irritated. Let me understand that I have caused the problem. And I have now been given a sign. A sign so that I can deal with my immaturity. And I can move forward. Never ever stop moving forward. Whatever happens on your path is just right for your own path. It is your evolutionary journey. From this perspective, there is no good and bad experience. There are only experiences which move us forward. Now to move forward, you need to constantly remind yourself of the goal, that is Krishna. Therefore, to hear about Krishna, his form, his beauty, and his pastimes is the only medicine for the conditioned soul. It's the only thing which gives life to our sleeping soul. And therefore it's so nice that somehow the organizers of this retreat, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj and also Raja Renu, give us the opportunity to hear this retreat, to participate in this retreat. Let us pray that the blessings which our Maharaj has given us in the first day, that we will become mad for Krishna, will come true. With this, I want to end my presentation. I request you to be back here at 11 o'clock. Then we will listen to a presentation by our Maharaj. And I wish you a wonderful fourth retreat day. Krishna.